We have no further information beyond what the statement by Christopher O'Sullivan, the Fianna Fáil TD, saying that a meeting would be arranged with the new minister and the Taoiseach to discuss the penalty points. But to date, we have heard nothing further beyond that.
Of course, the minister was just appointed this week, so I suppose he needs time to settle in. But obviously, the industry and the FPOs are very anxious for that meeting.
Yes, we would. We have to give him a little bit of time to get his feet under the table. But we would like fully expect to hear something from him early next week, really.
It's a very important issue, isn't it, John, because the industry has been through all of this before, including having to take a legal case, as those fishermen in Castletown Bear had to do. So there's a lot of anger in the industry coming from the FPOs, as was indicated last week when this SI was again signed into law.
We have had this argument with the two previous ministers, both Simon Coveney and Michael Creed. And we lobbied very, very, very hard, going back to the time that Simon Coveney was the minister, and we couldn't get anywhere with him. And subsequently, the two fishermen from Castletown Bear took the case to the Supreme Court, and they were ultimately successful. And that a new SI was, let's say, put on the statute books by Michael Creed. He tried to do it in the Senate, and it was, in the end, it was roundly defeated by both Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, and the Independent. I know that there was tremendous efforts made by both Pádraig McLaughlin and Pat the Cope Gallagher, TD at the time, to get to talk to Michael Creed and try and compromise the situation, because they, as well as the industry, knew that there was a requirement for the Irish fishing industry to have penalty points in place, but not in the format that was being prepared by the AG's office and the Department of Marine. But again, we got nowhere.
And it is important to note that the industry does not object to a penalty points regimen, knowing that it's needed. It's the way it's done, and the fact that it criminalises fishermen is what the industry says.
Well, it's the inherent unfairness that's contained. Can you imagine the situation if you were issued penalty points driving, and you went to court, and you were successful, and you still had a situation where you retained your penalty points for driving? And like, why should fishermen be treated like second class citizens? It's ridiculous. We cannot understand the mentality that's unwilling to make the changes that we want.
Where does that mentality come from towards fishermen?
we would really like to know ourselves. We really can't understand it.
Surprisingly, because Fianna Fáil under Micheál Martin, now the Taoiseach and then the leader of the opposition, had been in the forefront of opposing the penalty points as they were last put into effect.
Okay, well, I'm very willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. He has a tremendous amount on his plate at the present time with the whole COVID situation, and I suppose Gulfgate complicated matters even further in the last couple of weeks. And I really do feel that he was blindsided by his officials, or some of his officials, and told them that Ireland was going to be fined X numbers of euros for not having penalty points in places unless you sign on the dotted line. And perhaps he just forgot the previous life that this problem had.
So finally, John, the industry is hoping that there will be a meeting in the fairly soon future.
Yeah, we would like to think that we can have a meeting with the minister and that some compromises can be reached.